12720, Elizabeth McAllister seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures, sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Kenwick Road within the Kenwick subdivision. The 91 address is not available. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 20.13, parcel 33. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling and porch. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Elizabeth McAllister, and I'm between homes right now because I've sold mine and this one is not built. So my address of record is PO Box 85, Kensington, Maryland, 20895.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I purchased this 50 by 100 lot in Kenwick on the Bay, which is the oldest of the Kenwick communities. I think there's four there on Route 54. And so this lot is 50 by 100. I purchased it a year ago. And I went to Berica, the modular home company, to pick out a small one-story house for my current abilities. And they have 54 models of home. And I picked the second smallest, which is about 1,400 square feet. To fit it on the lot, I have worked with Berica and the HOA already three times to shave things, you know, to cut off a foot here, a half foot in the back, and then again a foot and a half in the front. So what I'm requesting, just one variance, of 5 feet from the county 30-foot required setback. And my request does match Kenwick's HOA requirements. I'm not sure what materials have been submitted. Should I? I have a site plan, and I have Kenwick's setback rules.
We have all that? We have a site plan dated May the 5th?
Yes. Well,
and we have a Berica, set of Berica plans.
Great, great.
And then we have, it appears to be a something from Kenwick on the Bay with the building setbacks and stated Monday, July the 11th.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's, if you have anything else.
I think that's what you need, please.
If you have anything else you wish to submit, you can send it to Ken.
No, that's what I had. Well, I couldn't remember what I had submitted. So it's a site plan, which you, so you can see. There is a porch on the front. It's Berica's small porch. And the steps are going to go to the side. So they're not going to eat into the front yard. And that's, you know, something we had to change. That's about it. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Will the house be on pilings?
No, it's going to be on 5 to 6 feet of cinder block.
Okay.
Foundation. I think that's what's required.
So there won't be any parking underneath the house?
No.
Okay.
No. I might, because I had to put the stairs to the right, I might. The driveway, it doesn't really tell on the site plan. Driveway is to the left there of the house, and from the road to the mm-hmm. left. And I might do a little swath of driveway, you know, in front of the house to get to those steps, since they're all the way on the other side of the house.
And it says the HVAC and steps will comply if variance is granted on this one site plan.
It says
there's some notes.
I believe that's a note
there.
From staff.
That's staff. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So where would be the HVAC located?
Oh, okay. That is moving up front, you know, within landscaping.
Okay.
that front right corner.
Okay.
So it would be to the right of the stairs. There's going to be, I have a lot of work to do up front there to make it look better, because that's actually the back of the house, so it's very bare. I turned the house around, split it apart. It's, you know, I did a lot to make it work.
So on that picture, is that pretty accurate? It looks like you have quite a bit of distance between, from your property line to the pavement.
Yeah, I think it's a big setback. I mean, as the site plan indicates, the biggest open space, or the biggest space of the whole operation, is the front yard. But, you know, I really like that, because I've been over to Cape Windsor recently, and everything is right to the street, and it's, this is much more attractive.
But the, I guess the question would be that from your front, from your property line to Kenwick Road, it appears to be grass area?
Well, the head of building and permits for the HOA said you're never really sure where the front of your property is. Is it, you know, where the grass hits the asphalt, or is it a little bit in? He said you're not, you know, until they do, I guess an engineer could look at this site plan and tell.
Or a surveyor.
I can't.
At one time there was a wood fence. Is that gone?
No, that's still there, but it's going to go.
Okay, because it looks like the wood fence is about on your property line, on the front there.
On the front?
It looks like it's
on the side. Oh, you're right, there is one on the front, yes. No, that's going, and the one on the side is going.
So how far is that fence on the front from the pavement?
It's about like that. It's about where that
is. Where the yellow line is?
Where the yellow line is, yeah. Well, there's a, so you can see it. You can see the fence.
Okay, so it's a little farther out.
But the point is that you have some grass area between the fence line and the road.
Yes.
Okay, great. And so if this was approved tonight, and I'm looking to your neighbor on what appears to be lot 34, lot 32, it would, sure, it looks as though you're going to be inside of 34.
I'm going to be 5 feet from his boundary.
And I'm talking about back in.
Back in?
Well, if we came off of Kenwick to your proposed, I understand you flipped the house. You consider the front facing the lagoon. Did I understand that correct?
No. I just flipped the actual product.
Okay.
And the front will still be up front.
Okay. So if you're approved, then the proposed dwelling itself is going to be 25 feet from your property line. And I'm just trying to visually understand how that's going to line up with your neighbors, and I think you're going to be inside of them in terms of distance from the road to where your dwelling corner would be. I think I've answered my own question and probably confused you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He owns two lots there, and I bought my lot from him.
So you've talked to both your neighbors?
No, this neighbor I called, the one to the south, I've called twice and no answer. And I definitely have talked to the gentleman north of me.
Okay.
And there's a sign. You all have a sign. It's very prominent. I just was there today. That if someone wanted to say something, they could.
As far as looking at the the I guess your site plan here. I appreciate that you tried to squeeze a smaller home in, but again, we talk about this all the time. You have a clean slate, and I understand your issue with Barriga and them only offering a certain amount of styles of home. But I'm looking at this, and on the left-hand side, you have probably, I'm looking at I believe it's 8.8 feet, the entire length of your home. Was there any thought of using that buildable area and making the home wider and bringing all the proposed screen porch in and the proposed porch on the front back to keep in compliance?
So it would be a bare front, a bare building.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Oh.
What I'm asking is for, if you were to widen the home in that area, I mean, you have probably, I'm looking at it now, 240 square feet probably, approximately. I'm looking at like 9 feet by 44 feet. Actually, it's more than that. You have that area right there that's buildable area that you're not using. Was there any thought of using that area? And because I see a screen porch that's, is it 9.5 feet by 32.5 feet? That's 360 square feet. Was there any thought of paring that down?
I did.
I did. I understand the proposed porch and porches on the front. They're kind of where they need to be. Put the porch on the back and squeeze that back.
I did squeeze it back to 9.5. The driveway, and I guess I would call it an alley, is intentional. It's just part of a personal preference of mine that I don't walk very well, so I need hard surface. I cannot walk on grass. I mean, the entire area behind the rear porch will be flat decking up to the water because I can't walk on grass. And so this alley is an area for me to operate, you know, and it's going to be asphalt because asphalt is a soft surface for certain bodies. So that was all intentional.
Are we talking about the same area? Are you talking about the entire area to the left of this home is going to be asphalt?
Yeah. Well, no, to the end of the house. I mean, there's going to be a shed there. I don't know if you can see it.
I can see the 8x4 shed.
Yeah.
But still to that point.
I could stop it earlier. I mean, it's just, I had him draw it. I guess I can't tell where he ended it here on this site plan. But I had originally said I would like to end it at the house for sure. But it does look like it goes to the end of, well, almost to the end of the porch.
The reason I ask that is one of the criteria is that it doesn't represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification for the regulation at issue. And you have a blank slate. And what I'm hearing, it's
also to be able to drive the car all the way back. You know, if there were multiple cars. Also to drive the car back to get into the house there. I mean, everything is about access and
is there a thought that at some point, I think you had indicated you had some ambulatory issues, is that right? Is there thought that at some point, if you ever needed to put a handicap ramp in, that that's where that would go?
Well, no, I you know, I really want to crawl to the finish line.
I like that, Jennifer.
But if I have thought that on that front right stairway that's going to be adjacent to the house, you know, that could be a ramp behind landscaping.
Are you talking, when you say the right, are
up
you talking
front.
The north side or the?
This is up front on the north side.
By the porch on the front?
On the front, the steps would be north of the porch, and I had thought, you know, if it ever came to be, I would put a ramp, you know, instead of steps.
Okay. All right, so you weren't thinking to use the south side of the property for a ramp at any point if you needed it?
No, it wasn't. Well, I mean, you know, the stairs for the screen porch are going to go along the house there, and that's, you know, along that, the asphalt area, along the driveway, alley, whatever. They're going to, that's where they're going to go. The porch is not, the porch stairs are not, you know, kind of a final drawing because Barrick is not building that porch. The builder's building it. What they call their finisher. So what we're talking about now is having those steps because, you know, that we can't, there's not enough room for them to go out. You know, they can't go out the back, that's not allowed. And there might not be enough room for them to go out south. So what we're talking about now is bringing them along the side of the house. Because, you know, when you have, raise your house 5 to 6 feet, you get all these stairs that you really didn't want, but you have to have. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make them short rises, which is much more comfortable. Yeah. I mean, I'm buying my independent living is what I'm doing.
Ma'am, I've changed gears on you a little bit here. So the HOA, it looks like, has a 20-foot rear yard setback. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need a variance from them also. Because you've got your porch, is that right, going 2 feet into their setback for the rear? Am I reading that correctly, or?
It says 20 feet, doesn't it?
Well, I see it says proposed screen porch, and then I see a line there where it says 18 feet, a dimension between the rear yard and what looks to be the rear of the porch, and it says 18 feet.
It also says 9.5, and that should be 9.6.
So it appears that you're going to be asking them for a variance as well as asking us for a variance.
Yes.
Okay. And the county only has a 5-foot setback on the rear because you have a small lot. So we've got, and then on the front, we've got, the county has a 30-foot setback, but the HOA, it looks like, has 25-foot setback. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you want to build to the front of what your HOA allows you to do, as opposed to what the county would allow you to do. So we've got a small lot, we've got varying setbacks, and it's created a situation now where it looks like to be in compliance, you'd have to build only 50 feet deep. Sorry if I'm throwing a lot of math at you, but if you were to build in compliance, you lose 20 feet on the rear, you lose 30 feet on the front. That's 50 feet you lost out of a 100-foot deep lot.
Right.
And that leaves you at 50 feet.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why you're here now, coming to us, and I suppose you have not gone to your HOA yet to ask for a variance on the rear.
I've talked to him about it.
Okay. Have they said, does it sound like they're going to give you a variance for that?
Yeah.
You don't expect that to be a problem?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Any flooding in the rear yard?
Flooding in my yard?
In the rear yard.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I haven't lived there. Someone, a friend of mine who's lived on the next street over for about a year, we've had one storm in the past year, and they said it flooded their house. But, you know, they were on the ground.
And I just want to make sure, this is a question for staff, I just want to make sure I'm asking, we're looking at the right variances here. Looks to me like a 5-foot variance for the proposed porch, and it looks like a 1.5-foot variance for the proposed dwelling from the front yard. Is that right?
Yeah, we could do that.
And are there steps? I know you had said that proposed porch in the front, and it are there steps off of that project kind of parallel to the road? I don't see them on the drawing.
The front porch.
Yes. The only steps that I see on this drawing are the steps to the proposed porch in the rear.
Yeah, and they're not even drawn correctly. That dotted area to the right of the proposed front porch is where we're putting the stairs. It's the only place for them to go.
And they'll be the same width as that proposed porch?
Yeah, I would want them that.
Okay. But they're not projecting closer to the front yard than that porch?
No.
So what we're just trying to calculate are the actual variances. So what I'm seeing then would there, I don't think we would need a variance for the steps because they're going to project 5 feet, so that there's no need for a variance there. Okay.
Yeah, they're the depth of the porch. Because putting them to the right meant we would have to have built a landing, and that would kind of violate the front profile and, and then ruin that driveway, alley, whatever you want to call it, area. And it would go into a kitchen window that's right there, that's a casement already, and it would go into the shed. So we, you know, how you come up with the right idea at the last minute, we thought, well, let's put them to the right and walk around the front of the house.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition of this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak to case 12720, Elizabeth McAllister? Thank you. Any further questions from the board?
I got one question. And this might be for staff also. If these HOA positions with the building box, if they were not there, would we even be here today? Meaning Kenwick on the bay?
On the bay.
If those weren't here and if you could have built your house back further, would you have?
No, because I really agree with the premise of the whole place, which is everybody wants to sit in their backyard and look at the bay. I wouldn't want to, jump in front of somebody's life like that. I agree with that rule. Though people violate it all the time.
Sure. Question. County, it's the 5 feet.
Well, if they were, I mean, she at that point she wouldn't be contractually restricted from building in the rear yard. So, she'd have the option to be able to push it back further. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could go.
That's what I was getting at.
She can go to 5 feet, just based on the county restrictions in the rear yard. Now, as she said before, she's got restrictive covenants that create a larger setback there. So that, I think Mr. Warfel's math is about a 50-foot deep building envelope. So, and there's a couple communities like that. I don't think there's many that have them different like that, but there are a couple. And just to note, I know the applicant did bring up Cape Windsor. Cape Windsor has, I believe, a 5-foot front yard setback.
Correct.
So, just from a comparison standpoint, and that one was one that had been used for manufactured homes many years ago.
Yeah.
So like you're saying, I mean, one way or the other, you got to get a variance from the county or from the HOA for the most part in this development. Okay.
Yeah. In this case, you got to do both. Yeah.
If you're looking for a single floor living problem.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, at this time we will close the public hearing for case 12720, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12720 for the 5-foot variance for the front porch and the 1.5 feet variance for the dwelling. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Okay, I have a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Nay.
And I vote nay as well. So with a vote of 3-2, your case is approved.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Case number 12721, John E. and